Hello and welcome to Behind the Bites episode 44. We're doing things a little differently today. Yes. Somebody was mentioning this thing called the YouTube to me the other day. I was like, what is this, the YouTube that you speak of? And they're like, audio? That's video.
It's for the children. Like,
really? It's for the children.
It's like audio with pictures, yeah.
Yes, my daughter was the one who was telling me about it, so I'm too old for this. So they're like, you know, you need to try all of this. I thought, okay, why not? Let's give this a shot and let's be on video this time.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yep. Unless, of course, you're listening to this via audio and then it's just exactly the same as normal.
Or if things go horribly wrong with the recording, this is the first time that we're doing that. We have no idea if it's going to work, if it's not going to work. If it works, you'll be able to see this on YouTube as well. And if it doesn't, well, enjoy the audio. Yeah. Our lovely voices will keep you company for the next hour or so. Good stuff. So as always, I'm Arbaz from TechRadar. I'm joined with Mike from Stuff Magazine.
Hello.
And Danish from GN Tech.
Yes, sir.
How are you guys doing?
Good.
It's pretty good.
It's been some time since we kind of met up, hasn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it's been a while. Big stuff passed by.
Almost a month or so.
Yeah.
Yeah, just about. Caught up. Yeah. Just about.
We haven't gone monthly. We're still weekly. It's just we've kind of been on and off.
We've had a few weeks to stew over the things we've been doing.
Fair enough, fair enough. So let's kind of pick up from where we left off.
Yes.
The Huawei P20 Pro was about to launch the last time we did an episode. We were talking about what we expect out of it, and now Danish is holding it in his hand right now.
Yes, sir.
And I can see that he's got the purple/blue version, which was not the version
Twilight
given to us.
How do you know this?
So explain, let's get to the phone first. We'll talk about the colors
later.
Let's get to the phone. Let's do that.
Okay.
So all of us have had some time with it. I think almost three weeks or so.
Published reviews.
I've got my review done.
Mine's up tomorrow day after.
It just takes a little bit longer to review the nice looking
ones. If it makes all of y'all very happy, all your evil thoughts have got a scratch on it now. So that really hurts seeing that scratch. But so yes, for people on YouTube, this is going to be very confusing, but this is the Twilight Edition, and there is also the blue, there's also
right,
the black.
Correct. And the Twilight isn't going to be available in the Middle East at launch, from what I know.
Yes.
They're going to bring it later.
On the overall, as per what I've heard, it is just that they have less stock. It is going to be a non-announced special edition.
Okay.
That's what it's going to be.
So one day it's just going to appear in the store.
Yes, and it's also going to disappear one day, and that's going to be the end of it.
Okay.
So they're concentrating on the blues and the blacks because that's what's coming to the Middle East. But yeah.
Okay, cool. So let's kind of go through this. It sort of looks like an iPhone with a notch on top.
Yes.
The notch is a little bit smaller
than
the iPhone.
For me, it's like, design-wise, it's as if they took sort of all the best bits of every other phone and kind of squished them into one, right?
Fair enough.
You get a little bit of the iPhone from the front, a little bit, I mean, there's a bit of Samsung in here, but a lot of HTC on the back as well with the color gradient. Not the color gradient, but the color shine. So, and then you've got the sort of the iPhone design with the camera.
Yeah. Three cameras.
The extra camera, obviously, is a whole new thing. Honestly, I think it looks great.
Yeah, it looks like a nice phone. My only, the questionable choice I have is the fingerprint sensor on the front.
Sure.
I'm not sure why they put that on the front.
So funny enough, I've always been pro front fingerprint.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But that being said, I've also got completely used to their system where the button itself is the back button.
Right, as a navigation
and home
key.
Button. Yeah.
Yes.
I've recently, since this phone, I've switched to that and I love it.
Yeah, like I switched to my Pixel for 2 days and I was like,
where?
Like my hand just went to the center all
Fair
the time.
Enough.
So if you adapt to that, I completely understand why it's on the front and I would like it to be there as long as possible. But yes, I also do see that aesthetically it would have been way nicer on the back. But I don't really have a huge...
I wonder, it's a conspiracy theorist in me, but perhaps, you know, the whole thing about the notch is that it allowed Apple to then bend the OLED screen below the phone, right?
Because you need some space for the connector.
Yeah, right. So in this case, this is not what Huawei has chosen to do.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got a bit of a chin. So rather than just having a chin, they put the fingerprint sensor there. So
just
at least,
sort of
at least there's some practical use to having a chin.
Right.
I wonder if that wasn't the impetus behind it. Especially, I'm with you. I like it on the back because I like to be able to swipe down.
Right, exactly.
It's one of my favorite functions on Android.
Yeah.
But I mean, you get used to it soon enough.
Right. When you're looking at Apple, for example, and how they bend the screen backwards, obviously there are some extra costs involved with right? I mean, which is one of the reasons why the iPhone is priced so heavily. This is also, in the Europe, it's quite pricey, right? This phone is about close to €1,000, $1,000 or whatever.
Yeah,
so
it's like
I'm just wondering why...
$899.
Okay, so I mean, I'm just wondering why Huawei chose not to sort of go down that same route of bringing screen all the way down. Okay, fine. There's a fingerprint sensor. What they've done is they've also released the Mate RS with this, where you've got the fingerprint sensor in the screen.
Yep.
Maybe that technology is not ready yet for prime time for every single phone. Yep. So maybe they're just kind of waiting on that. Until that happens, they figured, you know what, let's just keep it over here. But I do like that navigation piece on there.
What I think, and I'd said this before as well, I think literally they had a meeting one day and they were like, listen, go find out everything popular about every phone and we need to have all of it. And they took everything special. We go to different presentations all the time and there is a something special, something unique to that brand. They took everything from everyone and they were like, we want to squeeze it.
And then they put three freaking cameras on it.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So what I think they've done here is keep a, this is just that part of currently Huawei's heritage.
Mm-hmm.
They've just kept that, like, okay, this is a Huawei thing right now, you know?
Okay.
I think that was their, this being on the front was primarily that. And, I mean, let's be honest, how many people are going to buy the Mate RS? And from those people, they still have the option of the back, which is what they'll most probably use.
Right.
So I think it was more, like you said, the technology just not being ready.
Right. So Mate RS, one of the other reasons why it exists on the back is because Android doesn't support fingerprint sensors on the screen right now. So when you're, for example, authenticating yourself from the Play Store, it does not authenticate that. So you use that back key on there.
Oh.
So that's one of the reasons why. Hopefully P will sort of take care of that. Yeah, hopefully Android P will take care of that. But I'm guessing that's
so it's only AMUI at the moment that supports that.
Exactly.
Okay, that's fair. And honestly, I mean, that phone is pretty too.
Oh, it's a beautiful phone.
It's
really, a gorgeous phone.
It's definitely more symmetrical on the back compared to it as well. You've got the camera
in the center. Exactly. Fingerprint sensor below that.
Also, what did they say? It was like 2,500 euros?
Something like that.
2,400 euros.
Freaking crazy.
With 512 gigs of storage, you know, like, that's the most you can get off. Not that I don't know if you're ever going to use.
That's more than my laptop. That's more than my laptop.
It's just like, for me, it's just the one thing I appreciate is that for people who bought the Mate series during the Porsche design series during the Mate 10, we're just getting a Mate 10 and a fancy body.
Yep.
Correct.
This time you've got
very different
more features.
Yes.
You've got more RAM, if I'm not wrong.
RAM
is
six.
Is same?
I think it might be eight.
I'm not sure, but I think it's six because I've
remembered
being OnePlus.
Storage is higher. I think screen is better.
Yes, it's QHD.
Yes. So these small things are there. The inbuilt fingerprint, the in-screen fingerprint sensor. These small things are there, which at least give you that actual feeling of, you know, not only is this luxury, it's also technologically ahead.
And it looks identical to the S9.
Does it?
It does.
So
it
funny enough, till now, I've not seen
it
in person.
Well, I mean, it was there at the event, at the launch event. You didn't get a chance.
I had a chance.
Okay,
so
I think
it
looks striking. Yeah? It looks very, very close.
Does it have a notch?
No, it doesn't have
a notch.
So that's exactly what they've done. Like the S9, it's very thin borders on top and bottom.
Right, fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's get to the camera.
Yeah,
let's get back to the P20 and the camera. That's what makes this phone extra super special.
I mean, okay, so we're talking three sensors, right?
Sure.
We've got
Mike, tell us what those three sensors are.
40 megapixel main sensor.
Correct.
Right.
It's a 24 megapixel monochrome sensor.
20 megapixel.
Sorry, 20, excuse me. And an 8 megapixel telephoto.
Correct.
Right? So what that allows you to do is take stupid good photography.
Yeah.
Like
ridiculously
nuts.
Good.
Yeah.
Right.
Ridiculously good.
And look, we're pro to superlatives on the show sometimes, but we're a little bit, you know, when it comes to photography, particularly I know you two guys, are very reserved. Right? we test a lot of phones, we test a lot of cameras.
Yeah,
sure.
We love the Pixel.
Yes, 100%.
I'm gonna go and say it. This is up there with the Pixel.
I would say it's better.
It's
right.
In
can
some
be
ways,
better.
It can
in some
be
shots,
right.
It is. I think,
yeah.
Especially
some
when you
and sometimes
mode.
It smashes the Pixel.
Okay, so I'll say one thing. I'll say one thing at this point, which I, funny enough, just realized last week.
Yeah.
So a bunch of me and the guys were out. We're just playing around with the phones. I had everything with me, like every phone that I have, I had with me. We're just playing around with it, and a friend of mine takes the phone and just kind of disappears on the side, and he's just playing with it for a while. And I'm like, dude, what are you doing? Like, can you get back here? I have things to do. And he's like, dude, I have not had so much fun with pro mode than I've ever had on any phone.
Yeah.
Because his point was very simple. He's like, if you're telling me that this phone is made for photographers, their goal is achieved.
Nice.
Their goal is absolutely achieved. For the rest of them, the people who just want great pictures, there is a little bit of work compared, I will agree to that, compared to the Pixel, there's a little bit of work involved. I did have to take photos a few times to get the right one, because I think the AI gets so confused.
It does, doesn't it?
Because it's like, should I focus on this? Should I focus on that? You
especially
know?
When you have multiple lighting sources.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I mean, you can literally see it in real time trying to figure out what it's doing.
Exactly. Yeah. So that part is something I think people will have to figure out. But from the perspective that P is for photography, I think they just got it. For someone who just wants that little more out of his smartphone camera.
Right.
Like for example, for this same friend of mine hates the Pixel.
Okay.
Because to him, it's like, okay, it takes great pictures, but it's not what I want. It's not photography to me. Right.
Okay, fair enough.
Right? So we're so used being like, oh my god, I clicked and it was like done, and oh my god, I clicked, it was done.
Right.
But the perspective put here is that, like, even if you notice their new ad campaign, it's like got like tripods and lights and shit burning, and everyone's like, you know, just using the camera. That's the point they went for. Because if you notice, they show people with camera bags, and they're trying to show, they're not showing influencers, they're not showing people taking pictures of food.
No, you're absolutely right on that, because I think what they want to do is they don't want to compare to other camera phones. They want to compare to an actual DSLR.
Exactly.
That's their only point with that.
Yeah. So for example, the same guy who was playing with it, he's like, okay, I absolutely don't believe the 100,000 ISO thing.
Right, sure.
But I see where they went with it.
Yeah.
He's like, even if it does half that potential, it just does something amazing, which can be rectified. Now, he's like, as a photographer, I today can go back and be like, okay, I know what potential this picture has on edits, right? So, for example, I'm editing pictures more that I've taken with this than even the Pixel.
Very interesting.
If you guys remember, I said the Pixel captures so much information that editing is amazing.
Yes.
This one is even better,
right?
Because there's three lenses capturing three different types of information.
And you're saying that across low light, daylight, for any kind of...
For anything, it just captures a lot more information. That being said, a lot of this was done without the AI. When the AI came in the way, it was like, okay, I see that you know how to understand the shadow, but you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, I feel like the AI is purely on there for social media, for Instagram.
Yes.
It's a phone that works in that capacity really well if you let it.
Correct.
But like you said, the pro mode is there if you actually want to go out and take a really good photo. I mean, honestly, this for me has finally fulfilled the promise of low light photography.
Correct.
On smartphones.
Yeah, absolutely. No,
everybody else claims to do it, and they've been claiming to do it for fucking years.
Yep.
And finally, this is done.
Absolutely.
Like, this
especially that... where you have the exposure for 15 seconds.
Right.
That's
and
crazy
how
good.
Does that even
that's
work?
Crazy good.
I went back to the Mate 10 Pro and tried, they've got the same night mode. It's like a 12 second exposure or whatever.
Yeah.
Is a joke.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's always been a joke.
Right.
It's been terrible. This is like some kind of wizardry, man.
No, it's fantastic.
So, you were there at the HTC event, right?
Sure.
When we were at Burj Khalifa.
Yes.
I noticed something about the phone which actually blew my mind. So you know how we laughed when they announced it, like, oh, we have AIS, you know, for our artificial intelligence assisted stabilization.
Correct.
I actually saw this in action that day. So I took two pictures from the phone, right? And so I'm standing there and I'm like, okay, this is the picture, click normal, like on full wide angle, and it was great. And then I zoom 10x and I'm like, it's moving, right?
Yes,
and I'm like, oh my god. And then I notice what it does. There is, if you just stay still for just a second, AI jumps in and you have a crystal clear picture.
Right.
So I don't know if I have the picture here.
Okay, so here's where I have an issue
with
this. I have noticed exactly the same thing, but I tried it on video.
Okay.
And on video, when you're zooming in anything above 5x, it's super shaky compared to the Pixel. I have Pixel with me as well. And I tried both of them with their maximum zoom levels.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're taking a video, especially if you're walking around doing stuff, this is super jittery in that sense.
4K?
No, it was 1080.
Oh,
1080.
Okay. That's
nice. 1080.
So this was the picture, right?
Right.
So it was, this is just
that's
a 10x? No, this is normal. This is
can we get it up on screen, Steve? We don't have a Steve. It's a light.
Okay.
Note to myself, hire someone named Steve right after the show.
So that's it?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, right.
Nice.
Well.
That's fantastic.
And I literally saw it just go like blurred. Stabilized.
That's fantastic.
So these small things would make a difference. You know?
Fair enough. Fair
so
no, it's a great phone by all means, and battery life is insane as well.
Absolutely.
Insane.
Absolutely.
Insane.
I was traveling recently, and again, I had two SIM cards in it, using data, GPS all the time.
Pictures.
I was getting like a proper day.
You get a full day easily.
It was bonkers. Dubai has been a little bit less, but I think that has something to do with other things we're talking about on the show. But yes, the battery life is insane. Yeah,
yes, crazy. It definitely is.
Dan, I think it feels great. Like, it actually feels like a great phone as well, right?
Like, it just like, the hand feel, yeah. Just holding it is
they've
really
nailed
nice.
It. Yeah. They've nailed it. They've nailed
they,
it.
The only grudge I have against the body is...
Yeah, okay.
Feels a bit plasticky.
It is plastic.
Are you sure it's not glass? I'm pretty sure they said it's glass.
This feels like plastic.
It does.
Man.
It sounds like plastic as well. But they clearly said it's glass.
I need to correct my review then.
Yeah, I'm not tapping it that often, but yeah. I get what you're saying.
That sound just pisses me
my
off.
My gripe is that if that is glass, why is wireless charging not included?
So that's the thing, right? So... Okay.
Again, the Mate RS has that.
Yeah, so I can't show this on the video over there. Maybe I can. But if you look at the bottom edge over here, that's plastic scratch. That doesn't look like glass scratch to me. It's very weird. It's very weird. There's something...
It's Chinese glass.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah, that
it feels yeah, yeah, it sounds. Yeah. I mean, even if
you're in the phone for me, I hate it. Going back to the Pixel.
Cool. Anything else that we want to add to the?
Yeah, the display was.
It's good. It's not the best.
It does its job. It's not got that pop.
Yes,
but it does its job. It's anything better than the
I
Pixel?
I feel like I keep it on the less washed out version as well. So
right,
because you've got used to the Pixel.
Yeah, right. I really like it. I've actually found if you turn the brightness up to 100%, it washes out. A lot more than when it's on like 50%.
That is true. Yes, that is
true.
Which
I found was kind of... Because the other night, it doesn't happen often that it's 100%, but like the other night, because it's auto mode, I was like, wow, this looks really different.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's exactly what I was just about to say. On auto mode, it's way better than it is manually.
Yeah.
And on manual, it's way better at low brightness than it is at higher brightness, which is very annoying because
it's very
the auto is way too aggressive.
Maybe
it's just
like
constantly changing.
Mm.
So
yeah, not as bad as the Pixel.
Oh, no, everything needs a Pixel. Everything needs a Pixel. Pixel is just,
100%. But yeah, on the overall...
I think the face recognition stuff is great. Like, the unlock stuff is...
Works super
fast.
Another thing, coming back to wireless charging, I agree with them. You just don't need it.
I wouldn't say that. I mean, in my car, I've got a wireless charger.
Yeah.
I mean, I've prepared myself for it, right? On my bedside is a wireless charger. On the desk over here, I literally just pop the thing in the car and bam, that's it. No need to connect any cables or anything at all. Having said that, this has got excellent battery life, so I don't need to charge it during the day.
Yeah.
I agree with that. But the convenience of just putting the thing on the pad versus connecting a wire to it.
Of course, I agree 100%, but that's the thing, right? With a phone like this, it's very rare that'll come up. And
it's going to be part of every phone
if
going
you're,
forward.
If you're above the 30% mark and you're leaving, you're like, okay, maybe I need to give this a quick charge. Boom, 30 to 60.
It's not for quick charge. I mean, wireless charging is not for quick charge. At least not yet.
Yeah.
It's not yet. I mean, I agree. The charger is fantastic. It's fast. The battery life is great. But it's just one of those things where convenience beats.
I feel like it's a nice option to have. I agree. I like the idea of wireless charging more than I like the practicality of it because it never really does anything.
Yeah,
it just
same
keeps,
for me.
It tends to just keep my battery at the same level.
I literally put it on at night on my, other ones.
See,
and
I have one in the office when
charge.
I'm testing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like I'm picking it up too often for the wireless charging to do anything.
See, my phone is constantly in my hand.
Okay, so the other thing is when I'm driving, specifically in the longer distances, literally just pop it in the car. And it charges fine.
I see a point.
But no, exactly. What we need is that room charging thing where it's like you just walk in the room.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Then we all get cancer.
We're getting cancer nevertheless. Everybody's getting cancer anyway.
That's the dream.
You eat a McDonald's and you get cancer nowadays.
Yeah. Guys, I'm going to say it. This is the best phone of 2018.
Yep. Right now.
So far,
I agree.
100%. But what do you see beating it, though?
So the Pixel 3, 100%. I've got high hopes for that.
Yes.
I think that's going to be quite awesome.
Yes.
I think the Note 9, I'm looking forward to that as well.
Yeah.
I am excited about that.
I mean, look, maybe whatever Apple have coming.
Apple's probably just going to be a iterative update like they generally do. So iPhone 11 or whatever they decide to call it.
I highly doubt Apple's going to do anything.
Yeah.
And
I'm not...
I don't think the OnePlus 6 is going to touch it.
No,
well,
and
I'm
tell you
about
what probably
6.
Won't beat this is, unfortunately, the new Xperia phone that was just announced.
the one that we're not getting in the region.
Yes, well,
that's
exactly.
So sad, though.
The Exit 2 Premium, just in case anybody's wondering. I wonder why they decided not to. And it's very strange.
It's only US and, I guess, Japan.
Yeah. And
too expensive.
No Europe.
And
no.
Look, I mean, MWC was literally just, last month or so? Just a month before? They announced these two new phones over there.
Yeah.
And then suddenly a very quiet launch.
I read an article, it may have been on your site, where they said that they'd asked, I guess, the a Sony rep about it, and they said, look, we wanted to announce it because we wanted to tell people that it was coming.
Right.
So that if they wanted the really good flagship one, they wouldn't spend the money on the standard phones and then get angry at us later. And Sony are an odd company like that. I mean,
no, they're not.
Good for them for being transparent about it, but it kind of cannibalizes the phones that they've got out at the moment. It must be frustrating.
And dude, come on, considering the XZ2 Compact and the XZ2 are already so expensive, I can only imagine what they would price.
But then you've got people in the region who will pay that much.
Sure.
I mean, look at the Mate RS, right? I mean, you've got people who
Mate RS, you can't compare Mate RS and XZ2 Premium.
iPhone 10. I mean, you know, people pay 4,000 dirhams for the phone.
It's an iPhone.
I hate saying that statement.
Okay, the S9 Plus. Again, 3,600.
But I feel like, you're right in a way, Dinesh, but I think people that like Sony in this region will have the money to pay for the expensive Sony phone, right?
Will those three people please tweet us?
Yes. No, but there's people in my office that like swear by Sony.
Yeah, that's one of the
three. I know people that are gamers who love PlayStation that only buy Sony phones.
That's true.
Right?
Fair enough.
Not even maybe because of the connectivity, but because of the brand loyalty, right?
Could be.
What I agree is that people who buy a 1,000 dirham iPhone are not going to be convinced to buy this phone, right? They're not going to switch.
Sure. No, of course. Of course. I don't think even an S9 owner would switch, or for that matter, the P20 Pro.
Yes. This is what's so curious about this device. If you look at the photos of it, it still has those old bezels that Sony has, right?
Well, it's got bezels like the XZ2.
Right.
It's exactly, but it's 16x9, right?
Yes.
Yeah, 16x9, that's what I
mean. The XZ2 Premium is 16x9. No, it's 16x9.
XZ2 is 18x9.
Yes,
the Premium is 16x9.
Yeah,
sorry.
So it's still not, it's still like almost still a half step, right?
You know what? I mean, look at the Nokia 8 Sirocco. That's also 16x9, but I think that looks great.
Yeah.
We played with it.
We did. That does look great. This doesn't look as great as that.
Well, until we have it in hand, I can't really say, but then we're never going to get to see that, unfortunately. You know?
I don't know. I think it might come here eventually. They said that the Compact wasn't going to be coming here at MWC, and then it's here now.
Yeah.
No, she told me Compact's coming.
No. Y'all distinctively said it's not coming to the region. Yes.
I asked her twice. She said, yes, there's a possibility.
When I asked this.
Really?
But I mean, it's here now. But, I mean, you know, if there's demand.
Out of the two, which ones did you guys like more?
I didn't get the regular one. We only got the Compact, so I don't know what the regular
one is. I like the Compact way better.
Okay.
Way better. Considering how ridiculously fat the device
is. Yeah, it is. It is a bit of a chubby device.
But I
like it. I love it.
No, that's the thing. It's likable in the Compact. Because it adds that emptiness that's there when you hold a 5S.
Right.
You have that emptiness in your hand, you have those edges.
Right.
This fills that up. So you're like, oh, this is nice. I like to hold this. I like to type on it.
Yeah.
Mm. It's very nice one-handed swipe.
Yeah.
But the same thing on the XZ2 is like suddenly I'm like, oh, it's so fat. I'm struggling, you know.
I didn't mind it. I like a bit of chunks. I've always liked big phones.
The problem with the XZ2 is that it's competing with the P20 and the S9.
Correct.
So there's nothing which competes with the Compact right now.
100%.
So I think you kind of get to, you know, that a little bit more.
Yeah. Typing two-handed was impossible.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
I agree with you.
How does this work?
How did we used to do this?
Yeah, exactly, right?
Yeah.
Back to the iPhone 4 and you're like,
these phones have made our thumbs
stronger. To think about it, we used to type on 3-inch screens with little pens in the
good old days,
very good. Oh man, iMates, iMacs, very nice days.
Nice.
I think we should also note that the new Sony phone has a pretty interesting camera.
The Compact or the Premium?
No, the Premium,
The dual camera setup.
Yes.
Yeah, so not only is it dual camera setup, but they're saying that it's got some crazy ISO reading, which we saw a little bit at MWC.
Same thing,
exactly.
Same like the P20 Pro.
Yes. Yeah. Not as high levels of ISO as P20 Pro.
100,000 plus.
No, it doesn't have 100,000. It's
50,
one step lower,
plus.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. 64 or whatever that is.
So I tried it a little bit at MWC, and it was impressive.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Did they let you try it?
Well, no.
So
I mean, it was a very test
demo station.
Yeah.
Like, similar to what was at the P20 launch.
Yep.
Exactly.
These kind of things. So it'll be like, again, we're never going to get it apparently, but it would be lovely to try it against this phone.
You know, so as good as Sony's tech is, their software always fails. So I mean, they can build the best camera hardware-wise.
Yep.
It's going to be slow. It's going to be, you know, frustrating to take 100%. Pictures out of.
100%.
Doesn't matter how good the camera is.
It's dude, that company just somehow has no idea where they could be if they just put in some money behind their software.
Absolutely, yeah.
They have had good tech for a while now. I mean, what is it? Z5 Premium?
Z5?
The one with the 4K screen.
Yeah, the first one. Z5 Premium.
Whatever. I love that thing. I used it for a good few months. It was a fantastic phone. Because it was the first time they had lightened their software. And I was like, okay, this is a great step ahead. But now again, like even with the compact, 2-3 times it would just crash, and you know, it was just the software part was just so lackluster.
They've always been ahead, man. They did waterproofing.
Yes, absolutely. Everything. They had like front facing speakers, yeah, exactly. All of that. You know,
now
lots
now
of good tech.
Vibration in the screen.
You know what? I mean, I tried that, and yeah. I was more impressed at the show versus in real life.
Yeah, I didn't get how to use that feature at all.
I think with gaming, it's fine. I think it's unnecessary with video and definitely music. I don't think you need it at all.
Yeah, exactly.
But like with gaming, I enjoyed it because I mean it's similar to having a DualShock controller. That's where the tech comes from.
I guess so. Coming back to software, that's one thing that I think the Huawei could sort of improve upon as well.
Yeah.
The EMUI is starting
but
to look a bit.
They're getting better. I'm going to give you
I'll give you an example. So we've got Islam that's joined us recently, and he's got an old Huawei phone. Like he literally, his primary phone is an old, about 3-year-old Huawei phone.
Also, guys, Islam is a person. Just
not,
saying.
Not the
sitting right over behind the camera.
It's not a drastic conversion of TechRadar.
Right. Okay. So I gave him the P20 Pro, and he was playing with it, and he's like, this looks exactly the same as my 3-year-old Huawei phone. I mean, EMUI, speaking from that point of view.
It has been curved.
So I think, exactly. So I think Huawei needs to put in some effort with their software as well. Make it feel a bit more, I don't know, 2015 at least.
I feel you, man. I'm the same. I have the Pixel launcher.
Yeah,
on my
same
P20.
Thing.
I'm
first thing
lie.
I did was
it's,
change
yeah,
the launcher.
Done. I mean, I did it for review. We went through it. It is better. There are a few, like, software...
There's new tweaks and stuff.
There are a few, like... what's the word? Like, software things that annoy me.
Yeah.
Where the Bluetooth can be a bit finicky, which is a real pain for me with music. And then we've talked about this. It's got this really annoying niggle that when you go into, like, an elevator or something and have no signal.
Yeah.
And then you come out of it.
Yeah.
You then have to put the phone into airplane mode for it to connect
back to
the
network. Yeah, so that's something that he's facing.
Yeah, and I've had this on the previous phone.
Yeah.
On the P20 Pro. The Mate 10 Pro as well. And it's frustrating as hell.
Okay, that's weird. I haven't noticed that.
But it's something I would hope that they would have fixed in a firmware upgrade.
Did you try changing your SIM, upgrading your SIM card? Maybe that's what
it is.
Or
very old.
Yeah, try that.
So it's one of those things where software just needs
a little bit of
tweaking. For both companies, I would say.
Yeah.
Then what else? We have the OnePlus 6 coming up.
Sure, absolutely. So a question for you guys. I mean, have you guys seen the leaked renders for the OnePlus 6?
Yes.
So does it have a chin or not? Because I mean, I've seen
I was just going to say the same thing. It's one of those things where there's two popular renders running around and everyone's using a different one.
Right.
I think it's going to come with a chin.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's going to come with one.
I don't think we're going to see another chinless phone until the Note 10.
I don't think the Note will have... 10, not 9. Note 10.
Whatever the next one is.
9 is the next one.
Yeah.
I don't know if Samsung's going to go down to the...
No?
Well, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I think they're going to need to do something, man.
My guess is for the Note 9, we're kind of moving a little bit off topic over here, is fingerprint sensor.
Yes.
I'm assuming they're probably going to go a bit bigger on the screen because it's 6.3 right now. My guess is they're going to go 6.4. I don't know 6.5, but maybe 6.4, Exactly. Those are the two things that I think...
Fair enough.
Yeah, but I don't know what else they do.
But anyway, OnePlus.
Weird obsession people have with the notch.
Yeah.
Right.
It's really a non-starter, isn't it?
Right.
It's just...
It's something we're just going to need to get used to. Yeah.
Particularly
with
the Android phones it being so small.
Yeah.
No, but see, that's the thing. I was just about to come to that. I hate that I'm going to say this. I don't mind the notch as much as I used to.
Right.
Because of the fact that... So the notch on the iPhone X... is an interruption. It's part of the display.
Absolutely.
Here, nowhere to be seen. When you watch a YouTube video, the notch is far away, the chin is far away, and it's kind of symmetrical. Whereas on the iPhone, you're just like, this is the end of my phone, but on the top of my phone, there's a notch, which is very frustrating.
Even going through Safari or web pages on landscape mode.
So that little tweak has made a huge difference, and I'm like, okay, now I kind of like that there's an extra row above here, and there's a notch fit in there.
Agreed.
I don't mind it.
Agreed.
With the OnePlus 6, I don't know why everyone's crying so much.
It's just people being...
I think it's fanboy stuff. I mean, that phone has always been like the anti...
Yeah, but come on, man. They gave up. They gave up a lot.
No, I agree.
But then when they're charging $600 for it.
Exactly. It's
not a flagship killer. It is a flagship at the end.
Yeah, exactly. It's straight up. They gave up.
Which I'm sure was that business plan the whole way. You know, it's like, get the people hooked. Get them.
The flagship killer nonsense I gave up on the second they released
5.
5T. 5T. I was still okay. Like, okay, this is a 5 was a good phone. 5 was a fantastic phone. 5 was a good phone. The second 5T came out, I was like, these guys are done. Yeah. They're just milking the... They'll milk the OnePlus name for a few more years.
Oh, well, let's see. Let's see what else
fair
is
enough.
There.
But apart from that, the usual top specs, 8 gigs of RAM, 256 GB memory, 1624 camera, which was horrible on the 5T. Mm. So I hope it's not the same one. But yeah, otherwise... I'm guessing it's going to look like any other Android flagship right now.
The G7's also got a notch, hasn't it? Some pictures
got
leaked today.
Why is LG still being discussed? God.
I mean, look,
LG 7 ThinQ or ThinQ or ThinQ.
Yeah,
whatever.
LG G7 ThinQ S.
ThinQ.
I really like the design of the V30. I think it's a good looking phone. It had issues with the screen.
The V30, right.
Yeah,
right.
Issues with the screen.
You know,
so
I'd be perfectly happy if the Pixel was exactly like the V30 with a great screen.
Yeah.
I'd be perfectly happy with that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I like the metal. On the Pixel. Okay. Yeah, I really like that
same.
Kind of.
Same.
Well, wireless charging. And you
I'm always
been
a metal liking
person.
So I, you know, I'm curious about the G7. I think let's see what they can do. But I mean, they really have
I highly doubt it.
No, but they have a lot. They have a lot to prove. I think at this point. And I think honestly, let's be realistic. It's gonna take a lot to catch up to this camera, man.
Definitely.
Like,
I don't see
OnePlus doing it. Yeah. I definitely don't see LG doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I don't think Sony are gonna do it. It's going to take Apple, it's going to take Google, it's going to take
Samsung,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
And
the thing is, so I actually thought about this the other day, right? All the good cameras of the year come out at the end of the year.
Sure.
So Huawei have secured themselves a very nice little slot.
Right.
Where they're clean
For the next 6 months or whatever.
And they've got photography enthusiasts who at that point want a better
phone. That's smart. Yeah.
Get up.
That's smart.
And it's a very smart tactic because... Like, if you guys remember, I think, maybe I'm wrong about this, I think at one point Mate and P came out together before they split up.
Oh,
am I wrong about
this? I don't
know. Or close by, or something like that.
I've only been following them since P9.
Nine,
yeah.
So
P8 or P9, yeah.
It's very interesting to see where they, that gap they've got.
Hmm.
Like, there's just nothing to compete with it. Like, I'm sure OnePlus is not going to have anything revolutionary. LG had a great camera with the V30, but they've got so much to catch up on. They've got screen to catch up on. They've got, dude, think about this, LG G6, right? So up until 2 months ago, my freelancer was using an LG G6 from the day it released.
Okay.
Not one update.
Wow.
Not one.
Wow.
That hurts.
Not one. And I mailed LG and I was like, guys, maybe there's something wrong with my unit. You know, why am I not getting updates?
Yeah.
No reply. Checked on a few forums. 2-3 people claimed back in August last year that they got update.
Okay.
Or August, September or something like that. That they got an update. And I was like, okay, but I don't see it here. You know, it was just... This is something so huge. That's the game right now. Everyone's talking about, I'm going to give updates.
Absolutely.
And if you don't have one update, Jesus.
Yeah,
they're not even lying about it. like some of these other companies. They're just really like, we don't update anything.
Look, but
mind.
They're going down this AI route, which
right.
everybody seems to be going down. They will need updates. I mean, you can't have an AI stuck from 6 months ago. It's one of those fast-moving technologies.
I think that's one of the smartest moves that Huawei's done is they're doing AI, but they're doing it in the silo way of a camera, right?
Yes.
And they're like, okay, we can't compete against
Google. Exactly.
No way, right?
I think that's smart.
In fact, they trotted Google out on stage at that press conference
to
be like, hey, we're working with Google. Because that's the smart way. LG's AI, I mean, come on, man.
Well, if you ask me, what I think LG should do next is do what Motorola and HTC did, which is like, hey, we're suffering hardcore.
Right.
Let's do one thing. Chuck the LG OS. Let's get
Android. Absolutely.
We have good hardware. Put Google camera along with it.
Yeah.
They'll update the camera.
Exactly.
We're done. Khalas.
Yeah. That'll be amazing if.
Yeah. It
yeah.
To be honest, I think
somebody
it makes a lot of sense because they've got the hardware.
Fair enough.
But question:
mm-hmm.
Would all of you like to see Google Play Edition phones again?
No, not after the Pixel.
No,
I don't care. No,
I'm not talking about Nexus. I'm not talking about Google Play Edition.
Sure. Yeah,
right?
I know. Like Samsung
no?
had one. And
No.
No.
Very interesting. So I completely forgot about them, and then I saw.
So the reason why I wouldn't was back in the day, well, Nexus phones weren't as great as, let's say, the S7s or whatever else. Now you've got Pixels are fantastic phones, right? I mean, they're... Okay, well, fine. The screen is terrible on it.
No, no.
It's still fantastic.
Screen is fine.
Terrible.
Screen is fine.
Terrible.
By two on three, think the screen is fine. Just saying. But...
those two don't count.
But...
my camera, my student.
But see, that's the thing. I've thought about this before. Like, I mean, if I could have everything on this phone,
yeah,
with Google's optimization, with Google's software,
right?
That's all I want in my life.
Exactly, yes. Right? Okay. So
if I was to pick one, I'd actually pick the S9, not the Plus, the regular S9. I would love to have a plain Google version of it.
I can't with that battery, man.
Having said that, I'm perfectly fine with picking a Pixel.
Because can you imagine 4,000 milliamps with Google Play Edition on this?
It would just destroy everything.
Yeah, like this would just be in my pocket for like 3 days without charge.
Processing.
Like, can you imagine Google getting these like 3 months in advance and being they would be like, right. Hey, yeah, can you please like put
just
your software on this? Yeah, like done, man.
So instead of Huawei having Google at their event, it's going to be Google having Huawei.
All of them at their event. That would be crazy.
Mr. Samsung comes out. Mr. Huawei comes out. Mr. LG comes out.
For practicality, I don't think it's ever going to happen.
Yeah, no, right. Definitely.
I think with Pixel now, there's no way. I mean, because they're doubling down on...
They've
hired all those engineers from HTC as well, so there's
In fact, I think Google... I mean, to step aside for a little bit, I saw that news today that perhaps Nest will be acquiring
the Nokia's health division. Yes, I so hope they do.
Me too, man.
That'll be amazing if they do
that. That would be just the best.
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
Can you imagine your body temperature is being recorded, so your fucking thermostat turns down. Like, I'm done. Have all my data. Here's my credit cards. Here's my passport.
I would love it. I would see it. So I've got the thermo from them.
Right, okay.
The thermometer.
Yeah, cool.
It is such a great product. Awesome. It's such a fantastic product. The thing is that every time my wife uses it to scan her kids or whatever else, you get a notification on the phone that this person...
I'm sorry, why are you scanning your kids?
No, if they've got fever or whatever. Yeah.
Oh, it's a thermometer?
It's a thermometer.
Oh, okay.
It's like an IR.
So
it's a connected
thermometer. Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't know that. So I was like, why are you scanning your children on the AC controls? What is this monstrous device? And why do you all like
it? Why does Google want it?
Sorry, go on.
Right, so it's a thermometer, and it's a connected thermometer. And every time she uses it in one of the kids, through the application, I get an update on it, which is just fantastic, because then you get the entire history of that person. Okay, wait a minute, and they were 39 degrees, 39.1, 39.2, 39.3. Gives you fantastic
insights.
So you
can almost track
that.
It's
fantastic. I wish Nest acquires it. Oh man, that'd be amazing.
So I'm sorry, who's this thermo?
It's Nokia.
Withings.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
Exactly.
Lots of confusion.
I've got a weight scale as well at home, which is Withings.
Well, right. Okay.
Which is also great. It would be even better if Nest had it.
For sure.
Yeah. Would probably get fit into Google Fit. And all of that comes
Google
together.
Assistant.
Man, Google Fit needs an update.
I haven't used it in a while, so I can't.
The last time I used it, I was just like, I can't. I still can't. Go away.
All right, okay.
But
what are you using for health?
When I was using in between, it was properly Fitbit.
That's exactly what it is.
Their app also syncs with...
Strava,
but the one where I track my food, I forget what it's called.
Okay.
But that merges with it, so it'll immediately... I'll eat food, log it in, and it'll be like, okay, you've got like that much left.
I'm amazed you have the patience, man.
No.
I never put anything in.
This was when I was nice and fit.
Yeah,
now I just can't.
I love the idea.
4,000 calories.
I just you got to put in, I don't know.
We need sensors on our braces that know exactly what we're doing.
Automatically
update
Google Lens,
everything.
Man. Isn't that the point?
No, man. Stop being lazy, guys. Just set it up once.
Google Lens just...
Speaking of Fitbit, they're launching the Versa in the market.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm excited about that because I love the battery life on this. Mm-hmm. It goes on a week easily.
Yeah, but the battery life is less on the Versa, right?
But even if it does 4 days, I'm happy with that.
I think 5 is the sweet spot for me, man.
This one does a week. Like, this one literally does a week for me.
I
don't walk as much as you do.
I do a lot of walking.
My best week ever, I had like 62,000 steps. I look at Mike, 64,000. I'm like,
and that was a bad week for me. No, I mean, look, we said this before. You go on a press trip, and this is like the perfect amount of time for that, right? You make sure it's 100 when you leave the house, and you don't need to bring the charger.
Yes.
When I was on holiday for a week, 2 days out before coming home, it died. Uh-huh. And I didn't bring a charger.
Right.
Definitely. So, you know, to have less would be a shame. But I do
Fair
like... I. We talked about the Versa briefly, didn't we?
Yes.
And I feel like I was not super hot on the design, but as I've seen them more,
the bezels are a bit.
I think I'm getting a little bit warmer to it. I'd like to see one in person.
And it's super tiny, by the way. None of us are gonna like it. Like, I'm not being sexist, but it's meant for their female audience.
Yeah,
I don't know.
No, 100%. That's what you it's for. It's smaller than a. It's smaller than the small iPhone watch. Yeah.
Really, smaller than the 38mm.
Apple watch. So something.
Damn.
It's something like just
the
38 or 39.
42mm Apple
so basically,
watch.
The whole point is that how Samsung did it 2 years ago. So they released the S3 Frontier, like big crunchy watch, and continued the S2.
Right.
And
the
then got like new girly
like
straps
yes.
for it. It's the same thing.
Uh-huh.
So they're going to continue this as their male grunt one. And they've got that one, which has also got the menstrual cycle calculator and the whole shebang
right,
on it.
Right, of course.
For that
for
audience.
Okay.
So that's what they're aiming at. And funny enough, if I have to be absolutely honest, everyone who's asked me about it is a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one.
Mm-hmm.
So they clearly are on the right track.
No, I definitely want to check. Is it really that small? I mean, yeah.
That's what
that
it's supposed
small,
to be.
It's
that's what it's supposed
small.
To be.
Yeah. That's a disappointing.
Shame.
But yeah, last but not least, GoPro being
what?
Rumored taken over by...
What's GoPro?
Oh, nice.
What's GoPro?
Oh, nice. So yeah, last but not least, GoPro...
I don't think GoPro, even GoPro knows what GoPro is at the moment.
Rumored to be taken over by Xiaomi.
Right.
At a horrible valuation of $1 billion.
That company, unfortunately, is...
That
yeah.
man, Jesus. At that line, they were 10.
Yes.
Jesus.
They were crazy.
I mean, that's the thing, right? Like, it's companies like Xiaomi, and more particularly DJI, that have put GoPro out of business,
mm-hmm.
yep.
right?
For
like,
sure, DJI. For
yeah,
sure, DJI.
DJI and
for
I
sure.
read an article or something where they talked about DJI's strategy is the reason they release so many drones
mm-hmm.
all the time is because they have... They're trying to compete in the Chinese market where they're
yeah.
like, oh, we're going to put this out, but we need to have something ready to go in
for
like
the next
yep.
6 months because
exactly.
we know someone's going to copy
yes.
us immediately. So
yeah.
it's like... And GoPro just don't have the innovation
yeah.
to keep up with it. Right?
Yeah, and like
absolutely.
they just have tried with the new Hero, which
yeah.
is for 849
right.
dirhams.
Haven't tried
so it's basically their cheap GoPro.
Yeah,
right.
finally,
which yeah.
they
should
have
released
like
released
5 years
like,
ago. Maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
They tried it with that little one, the Session.
The Session,
right?
exactly. And it didn't work because the funny part is they did the exact two wrong steps. So first they had too many GoPros
mm-hmm.
with many versions, silver, black, platinum.
Yeah,
that's
they all
true.
The fucking same.
They
which
all
was
the same.
Super
and,
confusing.
And one
yeah.
could be attached to the screen, but the other couldn't. And one had better audio, the other didn't. There was all these weird things. And they were just so close to each other price-wise. Then they were like, okay, let's just
right.
get one GoPro and one Session and we're done, which was the 5.
Right.
And at the 6, they varied out to go more expensive with the Fusion. Now, the Fusion is actually insane stuff technology-wise.
I remember you were quite excited
yeah,
about
but
it. Yeah.
Again, same thing. Software, so. Did they have a cheaper option? Now they do, but that time they didn't. It was just weird moves, which...
And
it shows
they made
you,
a drone that literally fell out of the sky.
Yep.
Right? Which
yep.
is...
Again,
really.
But see, that's the thing. Again, that was a fantastic concept.
Right.
I loved that concept. The concept that you had a GoPro gimbal, you took it, put it on your drone, took it out, put it onto a... Sick
yeah.
and you had a GoPro
right.
as well. So you spent what? I think it was $3,699
okay.
or something like that, which was not bad for a whole package.
Mm-hmm.
That was not bad at all.
Far cheaper than you would pay for a professional camera.
Oh,
100%.
Right, exactly. 100%. And it was and the camera was supposed to be decent, but it was just such a waste.
Also,
right?
it didn't come out here, did it?
It did.
It did. Okay.
It did.
No,
it did.
No,
I mean,
no.
A few people were selling it, but I don't think it was official.
Right.
Okay.
Funny enough, GoPro took a bunch of people out to Ras Al Khaimah for not the new zipline, the other one where you can like climb rocks and
okay.
stuff. And they thought they'll take a video with the Karma drone. So they're like, it goes high up in the air, like maybe about, let's say, 40, 50 feet. And it goes...
Ooh.
In front of all like local international media and it was just the funniest thing and they thought no one got a video and the video leaked from one of the guys
in
2019
and
man,
wow.
it was hilarious
but
yeah man it's pretty sad. That being said, I think Xiaomi is the right person to get it. Considering that Xiaomi has been struggling with action cameras. Not
right.
struggling, but they haven't diversified from the eCam and the eCam 4K, and the 4K
right.
is a really nice camera. I think it's very nice that those two could come together where one has
okay.
money and the potential and the distribution and the other has the concepts.
Do you think they'll absorb the brand?
So the head of GoPro has come out saying that he's open to selling as well as partnership.
Okay.
He's come out and said that. So
doesn't have an option.
He doesn't have an option,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So even if he gets bought over by them for $1 billion, he's sort of set. And
yeah,
let's be honest, we're all like, oh my God, $1 billion, so less. But no, it's not. Like, yeah, let's be honest. Yeah.
It's kind of like, remember Shazam back in the days when it was valued so much and then Apple bought it for like $300 million or something?
Yeah,
yeah.
It was valued over $1 billion at one time.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Just,
so it's one of those things where...
Speaking of leaks, I'm not sure if you read, this is very funny, where... Apple had sent out a letter to its employees where you should not be leaking stuff, and that letter got leaked.
Yeah,
so that was just a little tidbit.
This is a podcast or something where they talked about that, and that leak of that being leaked was probably planted by Apple just to like scare leakers or whatever, right? To be like, don't fuck with us. This is what will happen.
Yeah.
To you.
Like, a few people lost their jobs, right? I mean,
well,
like,
that's what they
what
that's what they say, right?
Like,
but I mean, have you ever known Apple to not control the message though, right?
No.
Like.
They're always,
I can't imagine that this is...
I mean, the world that we live in today, it's very hard. I mean, considering all the sources from China, supply parts...
But if you read the memo, it's all like, sometimes journalists will befriend you. They don't really want to be... I'm paraphrasing for effect, but it is literally like that. They're not really your friends.
Is it like that 1984 commercial where the guy on the TV is watching the rain?
Right.
So they've become that now.
Pretty much.
They've become
it's
what they kind
crazy.
Of set out to... that's nuts.
Oh,
that's
enough.
Just unfortunate.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, what else? I kind of want to tell you guys that I upgraded my Pixel 2 to Android P, the beta.
Ow.
Oh!
Yeah. Not a huge difference. Little tweaks here and there.
The notch.
But I'm guessing when Google's I.O., what was it, 8th to 10th of May next month, that's when the bigger update is going to come in.
Okay,
Because they've got some interesting leaks come out where you might have a gesture for home now.
Well, this
and stuff
is what
like
the rumors
that.
Are, right?
The rumors are, right.
So
I think that
cool.
might happen with
yeah.
the official beta. But it's got some nice little tweaks where on the power button you've got now screenshots, notifications are a little bit nicer now, very colorful. I think you mentioned that if you go into the settings menu, it's like 20 different colors over there.
Okay.
So little tweaks here and there, but nothing drastically different.
Fair enough, I guess.
The one thing that I liked is the always-on display now actually shows you the battery level as well, which is not on
that
this.
Is
that is cool. Yeah,
nice.
That is good. Finally.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I don't use always on display, but okay.
Just use it. It's the best thing about phones.
Not really. I mean, think about this. I've got this facial unlock feature, like, done. Boom.
Yeah,
I get all my information.
Just, but if it's sitting
but
on
it's
the desk,
here,
I mean, they're. Okay,
anything.
So their always on is terrible. I think that's, again, something they need to improve because it literally doesn't show you any notifications.
No, it's
and,
frustrating.
Calls and messages. Those
right.
are the
okay,
only two
right,
things
right.
you get on there. But Pixel or S9 or anything else.
S9 has a
nice
always on display, for sure.
Pixel 1 is great.
Pixel is nice. So it gives you all the notifications, everything that you need. So, you know,
Fair enough.
Cool. Anything else, gentlemen?
Nope.
That's pretty much
okay.
It.
Let's hope the video is still recording. We haven't checked.
Oh, hello.
You know.
I forgot you were there.
And if all goes well, you'll see us in HDR. Not HDR, sorry.
Please. You know, nobody wants to see us in HDR. All
right. People
cool.
zooming on the board of your head.
Yeah, this is what happens when you grow. He's the youngest one. I'm in the middle, and he's the oldest.
Yeah,
something like that. The hair kind of gets.
You're
out.
Older than
no,
him.
No.
Oh, thank God.
Saying, I'm just saying from the hair point of view.
We're glad to all right.
Cool,
so, I mean,
guess,
look. If you want to get in touch with us, we have Twitter.
Absolutely.
I'm sure you can't read that.
Last updated 8th of November 2017.
Yeah, that's
we're on it.
7th
we're on
September,
it.
The day I joined.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think you probably updated that.
No, I didn't.
All the glory, like yes, New Year, let's do this.
None of us have the password.
All right. So, at Behind the Bytes.
Yep. And I'm at Mike Priest.
Aja Farali.
At DannyK55.
Just follow us if you want to. And hopefully, if this goes on YouTube, please hit the subscribe button.
Mm.
If there is one, you'll find out before we do. But I guess let's call it a wrap.
Yep.
Cool.
Cheers.
See you next
Thank
week.
You. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.